All right, guys, welcome back to Autastic,
Comedians Guide
to Autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and with me, as always...
Hey, it's me, Graham K.
Graham K. Graham K is, as you can tell, is on the road again. I shouldn't let the cat out of the bag, but he's got some exciting news, and that's why he's not here, which is really, really great. You want to talk about your news?
Sure. I'm going to be in a movie. I don't know if any of you have seen it out, but it's a sequel to a cult comedy from about 15 years ago called Super Troopers. I've got a small role in that. So I'm in Boston, Massachusetts right now. Boston. And I've been driving around talking in this accent. And
Boston. He's out in Boston. Parking the car.
Yeah. Oh, man. It's one of my favorite terrible accents to do. It's completely inaccurate, but it's so fun. Like, oh, my God.
Welcome to Boston. I can't do it alone. That's great, dude. It was a very popular movie with certain kind of stoners, and yeah, it was a really had some really funny parts.
Yeah, I've been traveling all day. I'm in a rental car right now. I'm getting jazzed to talk about my bro. Oh man, let's talk some autism.
Yes. So for new listeners. This is a Comedian's Guide to Autism, which basically is two comedians who have autistic family members who have autism, and I have a severely autistic 17-year-old son. He'll be 18 in several months, and then my buddy Graham here has a brother. Tell him about your brother, Graham.
Oh, my brother is 33 years old, and he is on the higher end, depending on... You get it. You know, he's higher end.
He's higher functioning than my son. Yeah.
Higher functioning. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, that's the brief synopsis.
And this is not science. This is just our experience talking about people in our lives that we love with autism. So as longtime listeners will know, I like hearing the blinker in the background there, Graham. As longtime listeners will know, we have three segments.
I'm trying to get off. Trying to get off the turnpike.
Last week, somebody told me, you know, when you were talking to Graham, I could hear you typing in the background last episode. I was like, could you really?
Come on, Kirk.
Anyway, so we have three segments. Our first segment is Week in Review, and followed by In the News, and then our topic du jour. So Week in Review, Graham, why don't you lead us off? I'm going to mute my phone as well. This is super professional this week. We're trying, people. We're trying. We're doing the best we can.
Well, Kirk, I'm glad you're popular and getting text messages. Probably from your ex-girlfriend. But but anyway, my brother is doing great. I don't know if you remember from last episode, our regular listeners, is that he had a problem. He's becoming a hermit and he's not asking people any questions. We're trying to get him out of his shell a bit. It's starting to get because he'll call you up and then just go on a monologue about his day. It's the same six things every day. It's a lot about doing laundry mainly and about people, how we got bullied in high school. And so we're like trying to get him to like ask other people some questions with hopes that maybe one day it'll help him find a loved one. And things are going okay. I just got honked at. Sorry, guys. He's starting to ask questions is the point. He started to ask questions, which is really good. Like, and I have having more engaging conversations. And he did say that he sometimes gets a little he's getting a little frustrated with his mind, and he's on a series of meds, and I'm sort of concerned as to what they need to be heightened or not, or what's going on exactly. But we'll talk more about that in the topic du jour. And, yeah, and he took care of the dog, and he told me, he said he's happy. He also told me that he is going to, he plans on staying in his apartment until he goes to an old folks home. It's like, he was like,
figured out.
He's like, because he has to take care of the dog, because my parents went away for the weekend. And then he was like, every time he, like, my parents come back, he's like, he's already packed. Like, they just came back from a long trip, and he's already got all of his bags packed. He's like, you have to drive me back to my apartment now. They don't even have a second to relax. Because he's afraid that they are going to take away his freedom of his own apartment. He's like, no way, I'm never going to move back to mom and dad's place.
You know? I get it.
Of himself and of his freedom. And it's like his favorite thing. He's like, he wants to stay in he loves that apartment so much. He wants to stay in it until he goes to an old folks home, which is also a terrifying thing to think of. But there'll probably be a lot more support for him in an old folks home, I guess. Maybe it's not so terrifying.
Well, there's other singles usually.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of babes. Maybe that's when it'll break the ice.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's...
I don't know. I think he's doing okay. He's doing okay. I was in Toronto for a week, which is obviously in Canada. And I was in Canada, and my parents came to visit, and he didn't want to come to visit because he just won't leave Ottawa. He'll never leave our hometown because he's just so into his routine, and that kind of bothered me. I mean, it doesn't bother me, but it makes me sad. You know?
Yeah.
Like, why can't I? I don't know. It just goes back to that whole thing, like that sort of guilt of like being away. I'm sure you go through.
Yep.
You go through it all the time.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, who knows? I mean, right now he feels like he could never leave, but you know, who knows? One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Has he made any steps, and has he met any women that he's talking about or anything? Has he made any steps that direction?
No.
Okay.
No. There's one girl that he likes. I mean, he's only got, like, a group. I mean, the rest of us have hundreds of thousands of people to choose from. And he has 7. And he likes one of them, but she has a boyfriend.
Okay.
Some slick guy moved in.
Well,
and I'm like, Pete, you can just be friends with her, and then, you know, they're probably not going to get married. You haven't had a girlfriend in 15 years. You can wait another year, you know? And he's like, no, I don't want to do it. You know, the old friend zone, then you swoop in. It's classic.
Just there for him for hugs and then just see what happens. I've seen that play out many, many times.
Sure. It's a fine move.
Let's see, my week in review. My son started school again, so he's, I guess technically it's his senior year, although,
uh-huh.
Oh, that car's got power, Graham. Although it's a senior year, although, I think the school he's in...
It is a 2015 Nissan Versa.
Why are you bragging so much?
I believe a one cylinder, so it's pretty sweet.
Two squirrels under the hood, just pedaling as fast as they can.
Yeah.
He's doing good. The school will actually keep him, as longtime listeners probably know, he's in Sweden. And so, it's a little different there, but the school will keep him for a little while. They'll keep him for, till he's 21 actually. And so that's good. I think. Go ahead.
I have a question for you though. So like what happens after he's 21?
Well, that's when it gets, you know, interesting and we're starting to do a thing where he'll stay out and he'll spend the night at this. It's associated with the school. There's a home, so like maybe like 2 or 3 times a year, 4 times a year, where he stays a night over there, kind of like a sleepover, and try to get him used to you know not always being at home. So
that's great. That's a great idea.
So that'll be hopefully like, you know, it'll be his, hopefully he'll be drawn to it and have his little space, kind of like Peter does, where he gets excited about having his own little thing going on, you know. So that's what we're working on right now. And then also weight. We're working on his weight. So he's started to, they have this giant tricycle. It's like basically a trike, I guess, but it's like for men. It's like giant. And so he rides that for like 15 minutes. And then he likes to jog a little bit for like 15 minutes. And so we're trying to keep his weight down, trying to keep him around 200 pounds, 220. And
Yeah.
So that's what's going on with him. He's got a little bit of a cold. And then we're still working on, his mom wants to build the house. And so plans are going forward on that. What else is going on? I'm doing a couple of events for autism organizations in Dallas. October 2nd, I believe, is a Sunday. And we're doing an event for, I think it's called Autism Moms something out in Dallas. And so it's going to be, I'm excited about that. Start preparing about that. For those of you interested or that are in Dallas, it's at the Hyenas in Mockingbird Station. Oh. Right downtown. And I think it's going to be $5, but some of the moms are doing events. So if you hit me up, if you're in the area, and I can get you into that. So I've been working on that this week.
That's awesome.
So that's what's going on with me, man.
Yeah. Kirk. Yeah, guys out there, listeners, if you want to hire Kirk, he's got a great hour of clean material in autism. If you have what do you call it there, Kirk?
Event?
Group event. I'm so tired. I've been up since 5:30 traveling. Leave me alone.
Your listeners don't know how this works.
You've done a lot of those recently, and you've killed it.
I've been doing a lot of these, yeah. Our listeners don't know, but what we kind of have our own things going. We've got like stand up and acting and trying to write another book or whatever. And then so Graham's been on the road, and I got him to get to the mic to record, but he's been up since who knows what time, and so he's got a lot going on out there, and they're starting to film, so it's gonna be good. Anyway, should we do it in the news? What do you think?
Yeah, let's do the news.
So this week, this is from Philly Mag, which is I love it. It's very Philadelphia. Local ShopRite debuts autism-friendly checkout in response to mom's petition. And they covered this again in the Huff Post, but I prefer the actual source where somebody actually wrote this instead of the Huff Post just lifting it verbatim. But this lady, Kristen Jakowski, maybe? Jackowowski? Anyway.
sorry I couldn't be there to help you, buddy.
Jack, J-A-C-K-O-W. S-K-I, Jakowski, had a petition to a local Target to implement an autism-friendly checkout lane. And so they didn't do it, but the local ShopRite responded and did basically the aisle removed all the candy and then put in sensory-friendly items like Play-Doh, Rattle, small puzzles, a bunch of other stimuli, blah, blah, blah. Basically, little things that you would normally use as an occupational therapist would use with a kid. And so, and removed all the candy. This would have been great. When I was, you know, when my kid was little, it was such a, you knew that if you were stuck in a line, it was like torture for him. Like, you can't have any candy, and we have to wait in the line 6 inches from the candy. And we're going to wait here 5 minutes while everybody, you know, gets checked out. And we're just going to wait. You can stare at the candy, but you can't eat it.
Jeez.
So, you know, it's hard for them to understand what was happening. So, yeah, I think this
is... That's terrifying. Yeah, that sounds awful.
So, yeah, and then there'd be a meltdown, and then they'd be like, why can't you control him? And so I think this is great. This is, you know, like you do ramps for... people in wheelchairs, you know, so they have access. And this is great to have for a store or a few stores to have at least a checkout option to where it's like, okay, we don't have to literally stare at the sugar and then tell them, no, you can't have the sugar. Graham's falling asleep. Okay, here we go. Let's do...
What?
I thought I heard you yawn.
No.
So, that's in the news, man. That's in the news.
Well, so was there a lot of autistic people in that community?
It's this one mom who did a big push for it. Kristen, it goes to the power of showing like one person can make a difference if you raise your voice. So it's really great. One person can make a difference.
I'd like to see the success of it. You know what I mean? I wonder how many people are going to come out of the woodwork and start using it. You know, I bet you people will start driving from different communities to use it to show support. You know, if you have to drive an extra 10 minutes, you don't have to go through hell at the checkout aisle. I'd do it.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know?
And the hell doesn't end when he leaves the store. If he has a meltdown, he might have a meltdown the rest of the day. So, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Could be a long day.
I would drive an extra half hour and ramp that up to a half hour drive.
You know what you could do during that half hour drive? Listen to this podcast.
You certainly could. Wow, man, you're good.
Let's do a topic du jour. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, let's do topic du jour. And I thought of this one from my last conversation with my brother. So we have sort of touched on this before, but we've never really focused on it. Is like when your loved one is hurt and they can't tell you what's wrong, and you just have to figure it out. And if they have a broken leg, you take them to the doctor. There's an X-ray. It's broken. It's easy to figure out. But it's like if it's in their mind or something else or a tendon even.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to my brother, and he's like, "Sometimes my mind makes me go get dizzy." I'm like, "What do you mean dizzy?" He's like, I just get a little, I have to quiet my mind down and relax and sit down. Because sometimes my thoughts, they just make me dizzy. I'm like, dizzy like when you spin around too much and then you get dizzy? He's like, Graham, I wasn't spinning around. I'm like, no. I'm trying to explain, trying to get an example that he understands.
Yeah.
You know, and I just couldn't figure it out. And I don't know. Like, is my brother having tiny little aneurysms? Like, what's going on? Or is he just doesn't understand the verbiage, doesn't understand the phrase correct? He's using it incorrectly.
Right. So,
you know?
So you basically have to back into it somehow. Try to figure out, ask him, Yeah, but I think you did the right thing where you ask examples. That's what you'd have to do. Does it feel like this?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what do you do? I mean, I know your son had like a sore foot. You didn't know it was wrong?
Yeah, he was dragging his foot. And so then we had to take him like full, they had full x-rays, knock him out. And then because he gets a little, on his right side, he's a little pigeon-toed. And then he kind of drags the front of his foot. But yeah, like with your brother, I guess they'd have to do like a scan. I'm sure they could scan to see if it's small little. Yeah, the older I get, the more I realize how little we do know. Like, for example, there was an article today we looked at that we almost did for in the news that talked about a study that was about the pollutants and their connection to autism. It was a 5-page article in Forbes, and I read it, and then we didn't use it because basically at the end of it, it was inconclusive. And it's staggering how little we do know and how many things still escape us, and so...
Yeah.
It's funny,
like we can look up every week, we can find a new cause of autism,
Right.
That someone's doing a study on. It's crazy.
It's the mom's age. It's the dad's age.
Yeah.
It's the pollutants. It's the, and someday we'll have answers, It took a long time to solve a lot of, but it is interesting.
It's mayonnaise.
I haven't heard that.
Mayonnaise.
But with your brother, I would try to think of examples and then back them into it. Does it feel like you've had 4 beers? Does it feel like,
Yeah. That's only one way. Yeah. I'll try it.
Does it feel like,
but I don't know,
elbow in the head like when you're playing basketball?
Yeah.
I don't know. What else do you feel?
He doesn't really drive the basket too much. He shoots from outside.
That's true. Probably not a lot of contact.
No. Very European in that way.
Very European. Peter K, the European basketball. He's doing the Euro step, the three steps where he steps abroad and avoids contact.
The 4 basketball fans that have autistic children that are listening are very found that very funny.
Nobody else understood what I was saying.
No.
This is getting to be a very niche podcast where you have to have a connection to autism and follow
and
the
basketball.
European basketball leagues.
Yeah.
Not just the NBA, European basketball.
All right, did we do it?
This is it, guys. Guys, go ahead, Graham.
I'll do the shilling today, this week. Please go to patreon.com/autastic and donate. Help us keep doing this podcast. I know we've been on the road for a while, but we want to put it out each week. And, that really helps us keep doing it. So thank you very much to all those who donate. And, again, we send out prizes. We send out the prizes is the list is on Patreon. Patreon.com/autastic. You can win a recipe for Rice Krispies and ketchup with the ingredients. You can get an audio book of Kirk's book. You can get a comedy album from me signed. It's amazing. Those are gifts that we give to you.
Ride in the Black Mamba. You could ride in Graham's Volvo with gray leather seats.
Yes.
From the airport.
2002. Guys, 200,000 miles, everybody. Will it make it from the airport to your hotel? only you can find out.
They'll have an adventure to tell your kids,
up, don't hang the, pardon me?
They'll have an adventure to tell their kids about.
Exactly. Sign up for Patreon. You'll get prizes. You'll get a care package. Also, I'll pick you up from the airport in L.A. if you ever visit.
Guys, we love you, and we'll be back. Shortly, we just had a little hiccup here with Graham. Success getting in the way of our podcast.
And back there, I did yawn, and I apologize. I tried to hide it, and I think everyone out there knows I yawned, and I'm sorry. I've been up for a long time. I'm on a lot of sleep.
You can do this, and we're going to get Graham some sleep. And Kirk Smith Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Graham K Comedy, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else, Graham?
No. Thanks, Kirk.
Thanks, guys. We love you.